Pimps O'Clock today, in my world of estate agency, I'll be discussing the difference between the potential buyer's property wants and their property needs when looking for their new home. An educational journey that will eventually lead you to identifying the right home they want. Over the last 20 years, I've witnessed intense arguments where couples are openly questioning their relationship and compatibility during a property viewing. I must admit that I might have been the cause of some of these rows by, for example, convincing the husband that the third bedroom is more something they desire rather than really need as part of their new home, while his wife considers the third bedroom as a non-negotiable element. Then I take two steps back and it's about to all kick off. On one occasion, a couple started discussing the size of the garden, and I ended up knowing that her father believed he, her husband, was a waste of space. A massive argument unfolded in front of me, and he left by car, and she took off by taxi, and I turned off all the lights and left the premises. When you look for your next property, it is very important that you look at today's lifestyle, but try to look a few years down the line. I know it's very, very difficult as life throws curveballs at us at all times, but there might be a few things that you can take into consideration already. For example, you are a young couple and might see yourself having kids in a few years' time, or you might consider getting a dog in the future. These are changes that will have a massive impact on your property needs once they happen. Think about some of these elements, like flights of stairs, access to outdoor space, access to childcare or schools, the baby room, child friendliness or dog friendliness of the building or within the local area. When looking for your next property, there's always this annoying obstruction in order to get all you want in your next house, and it's called budget or affordability, basically money. This is where I, the estate agent, starts talking about perfection doesn't exist and that there will be compromises down the line. I always simplify this and tell the potential buyer, it's your choice where you compromise, but there will be compromises. We have only got three flavors: price, size, or location. What will you choose? It is people's nature to seek ultimate convenience and comfort in all we do, and there is no difference when a buyer, you mention your property criteria to an estate agent. So to give you an example, Phil, 40, and Judy, 35 years of age. They have one child, 5 years of age. They have a budget of $800,000, and they're looking for a new home in Southwest London. So Judy has requested me to assist to find their new home, and the requirements are as follows. I would like a 4-bedroom and a study, because Phil often works from home. High ceilings, as we like that, don't we, Phil? Parking, preferably on our drive for 2 cars, but that's not a deal breaker. Yes, we like the sun. We used to travel a lot to Spain and the Mediterranean, so a south-facing garden would be really what we wanted. Close to our catchment area of outstanding schools, because, our little one is going to reception and school is important for us. A detached house, or we might consider a semi-detached, requires have a noisy little boy here, so we don't want to upset the neighbors. Oh, no, we don't want to carry out any work. My husband has 2 left hands, so we need to just move in with our suitcases and ready to go. The areas we like, oh, we love Chelsea, Kensington, Fulham, Mayfair. Well, it's kind of typical, because I could have given this criteria even before they given that criteria to me. It's kind of everyone wants everything. And then this couple really just described, depending on which area above, a property that values maybe at £3 million, while their actual budget is £800,000. At that point, I can tell them that they are completely with the fairies and are completely unrealistic and show them the door. But you can also kickstart the educational journey here. The reality then slowly hits home by showing them properties within their price range, in the desirable locations, of course, completely mismatching the given criteria. But slowly but surely, they will be aware that what they ask for is unachievable. On the other hand, you can show them matching all their criteria within the right areas, but of course, well above their budget. Again, price, size, or location. something needs to give. It is often that once you put the property criteria in perspective, that you accelerate this process, deciding upon which compromise to pick. For example, where would you need that fourth bedroom for, Phil? Well, we sometimes have people staying over from abroad, so we need a guest room. Well, how often do you have people stay over, on average, throughout the year? A rough estimate will do. Well, at least 5 times a year, I would say. Okay. But if I tell you that an additional bedroom will cost you an additional £175,000, are you prepared to pay £175,000 for guests that might be staying 5 times a year within your house? You'd be better off offering your guests a luxury hotel during their stay with all expenses paid, isn't it? It's the same with the desired location once you explain transportation and travel times. That an east-facing garden is also great for morning sun and breakfast instead of south-facing. High ceilings are wonderful, but it often means higher energy bills, etc., etc. And here we are, not in Chelsea, but in Clapham. 3 bedrooms instead of 4 bedrooms. A small east-facing garden instead of south-facing. Yes, space for 2 cars, but on the street, on a permit, and not on a private drive. A terraced house, because a detached and semi-detached was simply unaffordable. New build, so no work required. Normal ceiling heights, and in a catchment of great schools. Agreed at a price of £900,000. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to share, like and subscribe for the benefit of others, and until next week.